It's time on a Tuesday to catch up with Mayor Rod Scholes from the Muswellbrook Shire Council to find out what's doing around the district. Rod, how are you, mate?
Oh, mate, in lockdown, loving it.
That's the way. Mate, just a few reminders regarding COVID as far as what we need to be doing as far as citizens of Muswellbrook Shire Council.
Yeah, two things I'd like to emphasise is that we're at this stage until September 11th again, so everyone must stay within the local government area. Unless you've got an approved reason. And then mask wearing is mandatory when outside the home, except for exercising. I'm sure people have all heard all this. Also, let everyone know there are no current venues of concern in Muswellbrook, Single and all upper ADLGAs, and there's been no recorded instances of the wastewater plants in those three LGAs.
Yep.
Also, the figures came out for the actual vaccination levels in the Muswellbrook Local Shire, which were a little bit disappointing. They were down. So the doctor's surgeries are going full out. The hub up at the hospital is going full bore. But just give a heads up, we're council, Dave Lozelle, the local state member, and with the help of Rotary as well, we're actually looking at setting up a pop-up next weekend. I'll get back on the radio when I can confirm all this, possibly next Saturday, and we're looking at the indoor sports centre at this stage.
So just want to give some heads up. On or about the 11th of September, potentially, there could be a pop-up site. Because I was talking about this on the show yesterday, that you know a lot of regions in the Upper Hunter, they're up around the 50%, even 60% vaccination mark. Muswellbrook, as of yesterday, was only about 47%. So, pardon the pun, but this could be the shot in the arm that we need to get those numbers up.
Yeah, that will be up for Seneca alone. But at this stage, I think get the jab. Dr. Gerard will be there, and he'll be able to discuss with any people who have concerns who want to talk to a doctor about actually having the AstraZeneca jab, and we just hope we get a lot of people to come along.
All right, excellent. We'll look forward to hearing more about that. As soon as there is news to be heard, you'll hear it definitely here on 981 2NM. And the bulky waste collection for the south of Muswellbrook started yesterday.
It did. So it's start. So south Muswellbrook, get your bulky waste out there and get it picked up. If you've got a fridge, please take the door off the fridge. I'd hate to for a child to get trapped inside a fridge at some stage. Anything bulky like that a kid can climb into, it'd be nice to keep the doors off it.
Yeah.
So that'll happen this week. So it's large inert items. Bags of stuff are not eligible. Neither is food or anything that rots. Not paper or cardboard or things that blow away. That's pretty important.
Yeah.
And so the collection staff are all locals and they're not travelling in from other areas. People need to know that. And they'll be hand unloading the waste facility in isolation from council staff who work there. So it'll actually be a different team from the normal team that work at the waste facility. And there'll be several trucks operating, and we'll pick up certain items in certain runs. So like they'll pick up mattresses go through, or they might be picking up metal another go through. So it'll be a bit of an elongated process. And we are kind of predicting within ourselves that the process will be a bit longer again this time around because of COVID, with people having the opportunity to clean out their houses and do stuff. So we are expecting a fairly large pickup. If you could all help us with this, be patient with us, and keep your piles tidy, we'd much appreciate it.
Yeah, some people expect to put it out there and it magically disappear overnight. It takes a little bit longer than that, so a little bit of patience. And also, you're not meant to walk around and pick at everybody's piles, are you?
No, we don't necessarily have to go to it. If it's something there that you want and the people would like to pick it up, but I don't want commercial people going around doing it.
Yeah.
Not a good idea. But if you're recycling stuff, it's very hard to not recycle.
As always, Rod, thank you very much for joining us. Hopefully we'll be able to talk about some good news about a pop-up vac site sometime in the next week or so. Thanks, mate.
The moment we've got it locked in, I'll be ringing you up straight away.